Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio, 96.9 FM at 1340 AM. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is the week of Money in the Bank. We'll be giving our predictions a little bit later. We have a special guest on to help us out. We welcome back another friend of the program, Rafael Esparza, once again, of AG's Bookies, Bookie AG, to the program to help give you the predictions for Money in the Bank. But before we even get there, Wizard, it's just a great weekend in the world of professional wrestling, a great week in professional wrestling and UFC per se. Let's start off this show. Let's talk about CM Punk. CM Punk this week had a fight against Mike Jackson at UFC 225, where Punk kind of got played with per se in this match. And me, you, and Champ had a discussion here. CM Punk back in the WWE, yes or no? Your thoughts? He loses the UFC. Dana White says he doesn't want anything else with him. Do we see CM Punk back in the WWE ring in the near future?
I don't think in the near future, no. I think he goes to the Indies first. If anything, I definitely think he returns to wrestling. That whatever he said about him being done with pro wrestling, that's done. I'm sure he's taking care of his money. I'm sure he's very good with it. But there's still got to be a paycheck coming in there, man. He's going back to wrestling. I don't see how he doesn't.
I just think he stays away for a while. I don't think he goes back immediately, and I think I said this when we talked earlier. Him going back immediately is putting him underneath the fire, definitely for the company up north. He's not going to work for that company up north. He doesn't have – him and Triple H doesn't see eye to eye. Vince may like him a little bit, but he's not CM Punk. And I love Demetrius Johnson. He is one of the best pound-for-pound fighters there is, but nobody's buying just Demetrius Johnson pay-per-views. Their best hope is that Brock Lesnar returns, and when he returns, that him and Daniel Cormier can get it on, and that'll be the most watched fight for 2018 or 19, whenever it gets on, or GSP returns somehow and gets to be able to fight somebody, be able to fight Conor McGregor. Those are the only two fights that UFC have right now with stars that can make a lot of money.
John Jones versus Brock Lesnar will make more money than Daniel Cormier and Brock Lesnar, and that's what they're hoping for. That's what they're shooting for, what I'm hearing from my contacts, Brock Lesnar done after SummerSlam. John Jones' suspension is, I think, up. I'm not 100% sure. I think the beginning of 2019 or sometime
2019.
In the middle. That will give Brock Lesnar time for his suspension because he's also suspended from UFC for a failed drug test. Mm-hmm. And give John Jones some training time to gain some weight. Who knows what he's doing right now, because he would need to put on at least 30 to 40 pounds if he wants to shoot that. But there's only one reason why Brock Lesnar is coming back, is to fight John Jones. He's not to fight Daniel Cormier. That's good guy versus almost – I'm not saying Brock Lesnar is a good guy, but Brock Lesnar, John Jones will be the bad guy just because of his situation. That sells more tickets. That would sell – UFC 250, what I'm hearing, or UFC, a big card up at T-Mobile in Vegas. No disrespect to DC, but John Jones, Brock Lesnar would be a much more bigger headline and merch seller than Brock Lesnar in DC.
Yeah, DC wants the payday.
Yeah, now Gila, let me ask both of you all this. You and Raphael, let me ask both of y'all this. Would you think we would get, in a weird way, would you think we would get John Jones and Brock Lesnar in WWE before UFC, perhaps?
No, John Jones needs to go to UFC first for some kind of redemption, some kind of,
okay.
I'm sorry, UFC fans, I'm sorry, Danny, I'm sorry. And I can see her maybe winning the title and maybe carrying it and have other feuds that I think that could sell besides this feud, no disrespect to Nia Jax. But I'm going to lean towards Ronda Rousey, and I think this is the last match, and I'll explain why when we go further into the predictions. But I'm going to take Ronda Rousey minus $6. I can't believe she's going to win her first singles match, but that's just the way the cookie crumbles, I guess, right now.
You know, before we get to the Wizard, you know, you're not the first person I heard say that. You know, I listened to my buddy and our friend's podcast, Break It Down with Brian H. this week, and you can check that out on iTunes as well as Google Play. and he believes that this will be the last match of the night. I don't think, and this is my opinion, I don't think this will be the last match of the night. I don't think Nia Jackson and Ronda Rousey should be the match. I think, you know, we get further along. I think AJ and Nakamura should shut this bad boy down. That's just my thoughts on this one. But you're the second person I heard say that Nia Jackson and Ronda Rousey will be the main event. What are your thoughts on this match?
At this point, the way they're booking it, I don't know how Ronda loses. I got to go with Ronda on this one. It's funny. I wish you hadn't said this match early. I kind of wish you started off with the Money in the Bank because I think Ronda gets cashed in on. I do. I just think she gets cashed in on. I just think at this point, I think there's more benefit in Ronda chasing. I think you give her the belt on that first chance. They have somebody cash in on her and she'll chase it. That's where I'm going to go with it. So Ronda wins. Go ahead.
I think I gave this one first because that's what everybody thought. Thinks she can get cashed in on. But going when we get to our winners, I'm going to tell you why I don't think she get cashed in on. You know, and I don't think she wins, but that's a whole different point.
Interesting. Okay, fair enough.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you that Natalya wins. I don't agree that she cashes in. I think she wins, and Ronda and her get a feud on TV, but Nia Jax is still the champion. And then they will go through the feud. I think Natalya hangs on to the briefcase a little while, maybe cashes in a little bit later or somewhere down the line on Nia Jax, and they become the champion, and her and Ronda face off, where Ronda will get her second opportunity to become champion. But this time against Natalya, where there's a dance partner. Remember I told you I like to chase, but she's not going to chase Nia Jax. Ronda's going to chase Natalya, and Natalya will cash in on a Nia Jax after an armbar or something that would debilitate Nia Jax and still become champion. She won't cash in on Ronda Rousey.
Fair enough.
And that's where you get the Ronda and you get the Natalya who will win the face off, because then Natalya will want to face Ronda. And Ronda will say, you know what, I softened her up for you. And if you hadn't interfered, I would have been champion. And they spark your feud. And it shows Ronda's personality. And I know we got to work on Ronda's personality. So she needs to show that personality. And Natalya will be a good person to do that. But, you know, we talked about that. Nia Jax didn't do well to bring out Ronda's personality. And I don't know who writes and stuff, but it didn't come off well with the promos. Let's go here. Daniel Bryan taking on Big Cass, singles match, Money in the Bank pay-per-view. A lot of people are not high on Big Cass. Everybody loves Daniel Bryan. I'm going to go ahead and say Daniel Bryan gets the win over Big Cass in this match, Money in the Bank pay-per-view, in this match here, the singles match. Daniel Bryan went over Big Cass. Raphael, your thoughts?
Yeah, this match, I've been telling people Money in the Bank should be called Ending Feud pay-per-view, just because I think a lot of feuds that I think are horrible right now are going to be ending, and here's one of them. Daniel Bryan wins this one. He opened up at -130. It's bet up to -150. Big Cass +110. I just don't like the way this feud is all about. It's like the bigger guy versus small.
And become your new WWE SmackDown and WWE SmackDown Tag Team Champs. Raphael, what's your thoughts?
Well, that's a bold prediction, because I'm totally against you on this one. Luke Gallows and Anderson bore me. I wish they would go back to Japan. Thank God their contracts are, what I'm hearing, is all are up pretty close, so I don't have to see them. The Bludgeon Brothers are huge favorites in this one. They're -$7. The Gallows Anderson's +450, and I just think the Bludgeon Brothers will dominate this match. And I just don't see. I think they thought Gallows and Anderson. I thought by sure by now that they would bring the band back together with AJ Styles and maybe Finn Balor, and I'm shocked that they didn't, because I think that's why they're lost in WWE, and I think that's why they continue to be pushed around and not have the titles or not be in the limelight. I think the Bludgeon Brothers win this one. I'll take the big chalk on this one. Bludgeon Brothers, give me the -750, because I don't see Gallows and Anderson winning this.
I agree. I just don't think it's been built up enough to make me believe that Gallows and Anderson would win this. And it's unfortunate, because I love Gallows and Anderson, but Yeah, Bludgeon Brothers are winning this. I mean, I wouldn't even bat an eyelash at that. They're winning it.
All right. With that being said, let's move on to this match here before we take a break. Let's go with Roman Reigns taking on Jinder Mahal. Singles match, as Raphael alluded to earlier, this should end the feud for Roman Reigns and Jinder Mahal. Wizard, we're going to start with you. Who wins this match?
You know what?
Oh, go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Because you know what? I want to hear what you have to say about that first.
I understand this feud tried to get some kind of momentum to Roman Reigns against Jinder Mahal since the whole WWE Universe doesn't like the storyline of how Jinder Mahal is. I understand that they tried to give some kind of plug because this just tells me that Brock Lesnar is no longer going to be in the WWE after SummerSlam, so most likely he'll on this one. So give me the plus 160 on Carmella. Asuka's minus $2. I'm going to take the underdog here. Give me Carmella.
Wizard, who wins this, Asuka or Carmella?
I absolutely agree. Carmella. There's absolutely no reason for Asuka to win right now. And especially, and no offense to Carmella, but I don't think Carmella is the caliber of opponent that you want Asuka getting that first belt from. I don't want to see Carmella squashed, and especially by somebody like Asuka. And it's all the more reason because Asuka is that dangerous, as far as being in there with Carmella. I think Carmella wins it. I just think there's a better story with Carmella still finding some kind of weaselly way to win.
You know, I thought about this, and this is match here, and I really, really thought about it. And this is one that, we say it all the time on this show. Maybe the WWE may do Asuka a favor because they took her streak away from her at WrestleMania. We know the streak had to end. They took it away from her, allowed Charlotte to win at WrestleMania over Asuka. Maybe this is their say, you know what, we can get a championship against Carmella. Now, that's not what I'm thinking. I think Carmella does win, but I can see WWE swaying that way. I agree with your point, Wizard, where you say Asuka gets a meaningful win to win her first title. I think Carmella gets here. If they had one match on a card that would be a DQ match or a count-out match, this would be the match right here. I think she retains by a DQ or a count-out. She doesn't pin Asuka. Asuka doesn't give up. Carmella may take the belt and pull an old Macho Man Randy Savage and go back to the locker room, and it's a 10 count on this match. So I'm going to say Carmella wins and retains the championship, but she does not pin Asuka.
I think Asuka wins her first belt next year at WrestleMania against Charlotte. Revenge.
I've always said that feud will probably end up being, when it's all said and done, in the bank match next, which we only have two matches left to talk about. Money in the Bank match will be next, which means that AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura, the last man standing match, will be the final match. In my opinion, should be the final match on the card. But let's go here. Before we even go to the ladder match, the Money in the Bank ladder match, Raphael, we have to figure out which participant from the New Day will be included in this match. And I'm going to start with you because I have my opinion. Me and Wizard talked about it several weeks ago, who we think, unless Wizard's opinion changed, who we think will be the member that will represent the New Day from this Intercontinental in this ladder match. But I want to hear from you, Raphael. Who do you think, or where the money at? Is the money on Big E? Is the money on Kofi Kingston? Or the money on Xavier Woods? Who will represent New Day in this Money in the Bank ladder match?
I think it's going to be Big E. I'm hearing he's going to be in for a push. That does not mean that they're going to break up the New Day. I just think they're just going to give him a little bit more a push than usual. I think he's finally back healthy. He did have some hamstring injuries and some lower back injuries that was been nagging him, but I heard he's completely healthy. I think that's why he gets that little push. That's why I think he's in the Money in the Bank. But he has no shot at winning Money in the Bank because the New Day, we put them at 25-1 right now. So he's no chance of winning out. Do the odds really quick right here. Braun Strowman is plus 350, open up 2-1. The Miz is the favorite, plus 150. Samoa Joe, plus 450. Finn Balor, plus 750, Bobby Roode, 25 to run. Kevin Owens, plus 725, and Rusev, 7-1.
Gotcha. Wizard, you still with Big E?
Absolutely.
I'm still with Big E. Thank Big E. I think we already seen enough of Kofi Kingston in the ladder matches. I think Xavier Wood has made a good argument why it should be him. But I think with the, look at the people that are in this match, you need another big guy. And I think Big E will be great in this match for the New Day. And let's not forget that Big E was a former NXT champion. Big E was a former Intercontinental champion. And Big E can definitely wrestle, and he can fly like the little guys. Last match of the night should be AJ Styles taking on Shinsuke Nakamura. Rafael, we're going to start with you. Who wins this match and why?
Well, you said it. These AJ Styles and Samoa Joe had some great matches in the indies and all that, and I think that's what the next feud is going to be. I think Samoa Joe with the briefcase is going to feud with AJ Styles. So if that's the case, and I think the Phenomenal One wins this match. It's a pick'em right now. It opened up at minus 120. Some money came in just this afternoon on Nakamura, so he's a small favorite right now at minus 160. But we're getting really, really good two-way action on this, and I just think you can sell maybe another pay-per-view of AJ Styles, and maybe he loses it his belt at either SummerSlam or he continues to carry it. But I think the feud with Samoa Joe will sell more to the crowd with AJ Styles than it would be with Nakamura. I can see Nakamura maybe feuding with either The Miz or someone else on it, and he will be champion. I think he will be a champion one of these days. I just don't think it's going to be here for Money in the Bank. I'm just looking what's best for business, as we hear every Monday night. I think what's best for business is AJ Styles winning it and AJ Styles feuding with the Money in the Bank winner.
Go ahead.
I'm going with Shinsuke, I think the time is coming that Shinsuke is going to finally get his win. I don't feel that Shinsuke can, as good as he is, I don't think he can sustain losing again to AJ Styles. His heel turn's got to have some kind of a purpose to it, and I think this is the purpose. I think he finally gets the championship, so I'm going with Shinsuke.
And you know what? I'm going with Shinsuke, but he will not walk out as champion. This match has cash in written all over it. Mm-hmm. I saved that to the end. I really did. That's why I hope this match has cash. It is a last man standing match.
That's true.
This match has cash in written all over it. They are going to beat the living pulp out of it. Two questions for you before you leave. Do we see a return in this match at Money in the Bank pay-per-view? Is there a possibility that Dean Ambrose will return in any of these matches to interfere?
I don't think so. I heard his rehab is going really, really, really slow, and they don't want to push him back when he comes back. So I think that's why I would be shocked if we see him interfere or even at this. I have not heard any grumblings about he can possibly interfere or show up or something. I have not heard anything rumblings. I have heard that his rehab is a little bit slower than normal.
Got you. And the second thing is, where can everybody find you on social media if they wanted to take some of your advice or my advice or Wizard's advice and lay a little money on this contest? Where can they do that?
You can follow me on Twitter at VSI Doc Sports. You can find me as one of the handicappers at DocSports.com, where I do all my articles and my Money in the Bank predictions, my World Cup predictions, where LeBron James is going, all that stuff right there. And I do odds over at mybookie.ag, where you can place all your actions for Money in the Bank or World Cup or where LeBron James is going or U.S. Open or CFL starts tomorrow as well. Johnny Football is playing on Saturday if he's going to play or not for the Hamilton Tiger Cats. So it's even though it's wrestling on Sunday, it's a whole stuff that I have to look at for.
Yep, definitely that. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for joining us here on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. As always, hit the subscribe button if you're watching this on YouTube. Go ahead, hit the iTunes button, hit the Google Play button, so you'll never, ever, and I mean ever, miss another episode of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence ever again. It will go directly to your phone. You can listen to it while you're driving to work. You can listen while you're in the shower. You can listen while you're working. You can listen while you're on the treadmill. But there's great podcasts, great show. We try to bring you a good, excellent show and our thoughts and opinions each and every week. Please don't miss out on us. Hit that subscribe button. It really needs your help. Leave a 5-star review. Also, Wizard, take us home.
Hey, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
End of story.